All right, it's great to be back now with the coaching legend at Peabody High School, Fernando Braz, who coaches cross country. He also coaches track and field, and of course is also a life coach and does many other things as well, and a Hall of Famer. Fernando, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be back. Thank you.
It is good. It's good to be talking about sports now. I know that it has been such a troubling time for so many people. And Coach, one thing I want to ask you about runners. Runners, in my mind, when I think of runners, I think of hockey goalies. They're a different breed, and cross country runners are a different breed in my estimation. And I want to talk about that as we go along, and particularly some of the kids I've met. But how difficult was it, Coach, back in the springtime when everything shut down and your kids were so looking forward to competing?
I'll tell you, Rick, it was extremely difficult, and especially so for our kids, because they know that here at Peabody for distance runners, which cross-country kids go all the way from, you know, they start in July training all the way to June of the following year, and with three seasons. And it was very heartbreaking for them, as it was for the staff, because we really had, as we always try to do, is to find that final season as the biggest season. So they were heartbroken, but as you remember the season at the time, it was like, it's almost like we went from week to week, and then finally said, "Okay, it was done." And then the reality of it was the questions of was why, and then the answers were shortly explained. And it was at the time, and once we knew what everything was, I would say extremely disappointment became also a life lesson for all of us, and especially the kids. And you know, we understand, we get it, and things just get progressively worse.
Were you in contact with any of your seniors after the season or when things shut down? Because as you said, it looked like, well, maybe we'll get back to work in a couple of weeks or whatever, and then it finally shut down.
Yeah, we were in contact with from the time that the school shut down to the time it was really officially over every day, to be honest with you, and the parents as well. Keeping everybody going. You know, we had the ability and the freedom to do that as coaches. So we went through the whole emotional, ups and downs with them. Like I said, it was a life lesson in terms of the disappointment, but, like it was in the spring season until it was over, summer turned around and we were looking forward to what the fall might bring.
Well, here we go with the ups and downs of the fall. Now, the governor, to put things in perspective, said, okay, we can have fall sports. And then the Northeastern Conference, PUBAZ, said, we can, but we're not going to. And then the kids all met on Danvers Common in front of the town hall a few weeks ago, and Peabody was gigantically represented by your runners, and Danvers was there, Masconomet was there, I think Swampscott and Beverly showed up. And things turned around, so we're sort of back on the upswing. And Coach, I want to ask you about your captains. I met two of your captains that day at town hall, and your kids were so well represented. The seniors certainly were well spoken. You know, they spoke eloquently. They spoke of your encouragement. They also spoke about doing things right, doing things safely, and there was a lot of there were quite a few underclassmen represented as well. So tell me about those captains and how you feel they represent your team.
Well, it was, like we said, it was they grew a lot, and when this opportunity came, these Cassia, Bacardi, and Adam, and Gagali, and Castro, Lucas Castro, all three of them, all summer long, and that was just like the plateau of their character, where they really gathered all the younger kids. They kept them together all summer training through the program and the camps that they were involved with. And we were very, very proud of them having be at that site and representing not only Peabody but the NEC as well. But they were terrific leaders, and as they were from other schools that were there. It takes leaders that take the courage and also gather a herd of people to represent something, believe in it, and that's why they're our captains. And I really believe in fate sometimes, that things happen for a reason. And I think their drive and passion and never quit commitment brought us to where we are today.
Well, it comes from the top down, Coach. And I have to ask you now where things stand. What's the plan now? Because Peabody, I think it's Beverly, Gloucester wants in. They haven't officially opted back in yet, but Masconomet is in, and a couple of other schools. So there will be some kind of competition coming up, and I'm guessing that you're modifying things as you go along, but to compete is what you guys want to do.
Absolutely. It really is all about the competition, opportunity to get out there and get to know the kids, the rest of the kids in the league. It is Gloucester wants to get in. I know Marble Hen also wants, is in the process of trying to get in as well. But yeah, we have Salem, Beverly, Moscow, and ourselves. We're definitely in. That's been voted. We're excited about it. And again, a lot of this is just kind of, it's not, nothing is, but the fact is what we know who is in. What we don't really know is, what it's going to look like. I know it's kind of been a rush for everybody. The ADs are trying to get everything to plan, but from what I understand and we hope is that we're certainly going to be competing against those teams that are in. Whether it's cross country or whatever sport, we'll at least have those teams. Thank God at this point we have four. Hopefully 5 or 6 will at least, an additional teams will join. We will be competing against them. What it looks like in the details, nothing has been, affirmed, but, that's going to happen. We're hoping there's more teams, and I know we as coaches are also pleading to our administration to allow us to, if we can, to schedule some non-league contests as well.
Yeah, because
in terms of cross country, Rick, the MSDCA is working very, very hard to put on invitational meets over the weekend. So we're very lucky in this sport that we may have that opportunity as well.
That's excellent. And as you mentioned, there are other leagues that will be competing, maybe not full time, you know, with the entire complement of their teams, but they will be. So that's good if you can get outside. Coach, what are some of the challenges now? I mean, as a coach working with young kids, you've done this for so long, so successfully, you have a pattern, you have a system, but there are new challenges now with this thing that's going on, and how do they relate to cross country? Because cross country, I don't know a lot about it. I know from what I see with the pictures, there's a group at the beginning and maybe a few getting together at the end. In between, it gets spread out. So what are the challenges in coaching the kids and then maybe, getting them to compete in competition? What do you see as kind of new things that are a little bit different?
Practice, absolutely. Beginning, middle, and end of practice, that's the key to everything. The competition piece, the state has got some great guidelines yet, there are adjustments. But at the end, you start and you finish, and there was a winner and a loser, and all this competition. But it's practice, because we got to keep everybody safe, Rick. So the steps that we have to take on every day, the kids, the parents, everybody involved, it's a village. That is our biggest challenge. You know, the kids are going to have to come to practice, at least our format is going to come to practice and with the guidelines, with the mask on, doing the hand sanitizing, keeping kids at a distance than where it's supposed to be, especially during the down times. So we're going to model practice like it's going to be in a race. So that's our biggest challenge, A, keeping them healthy, and two, getting them to mentally adjust and understand. And I have faith that we're going to do that, and tremendous coaches in this league, and I believe they'll do the same with the opportunity that we have now.
Discipline, discipline, discipline. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Fernando, I got to ask you, because, when I wear the mask, I'm such a baby. I was at Market Basket the other day, and we were in there for almost an hour, and I thought my face was going to melt off. And I'm just a sissy with that stuff. But is there a place when you guys get together where the kids can spread out and you can see their faces? Because I think, teaching is such an what's the word I'm looking for? It's such an integral. It's an intimate kind of relationship between coach and kid, between teacher and kid. Will there be an opportunity to see the kids' faces?
Absolutely. Again, this is all according to the guidelines. As you know, we did the camp going a distance on summer. We had over 26 schools participate in cross country. So again, we're going to use the same model, which is, yes, once the kids are there, Rick, what will happen, I think it's going to be consistent. It should be consistent across the league and in the state with practices. They will come, they'll have their mask on. We'll provide a social distance while they're there. Once we start practice, then they're allowed to take that mask off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, right, there's no gathering. They're allowed to take the mask off after instructions, and then they go on to their practice. It'll be a constant moving. So, yes, we will see them without a mask the entire time other than the beginning and then the end when they leave.
All right, I want to talk to you down the road here about going the distance, but how did it go this summer?
like it's going to be this fall. It was very, very different, and it was the best year we ever had because, like I said, it really took a village to pull it off. And you know, again, we have one more day tomorrow, but at this point, it's been nothing but success because the energy of the kids. We're really, really excited that we put it on. As anything, it's obviously a risk, but it was one that we embraced, and as we're going to embrace the season. So we're very happy with the summer. Thank you for asking.
All right. I'll be there, and I want to talk more about that later on down the road. But I said, I'll be there. I'll be the little short guy with the hat on and the gray hair with a mask on. But we're gonna cover, obviously, without football, Fernando, we're going to give a lot more coverage to those sports who actually deserve it as well, and we're looking forward to that. So in the meantime, for heaven's sakes, be safe. And speaking for the rest of the league, you guys look strong again this year?
We're going to be competitive. We're very, very young. Actually, our captains are juniors, and so well, that's how young we are. We're going to be strong because we're going to show up and we're going to compete. Win or lose, they're going to know Peabody's there, and we're just looking forward to meeting the other kids from the league. Our kids, like you said, Danvers was an outstanding experience, and then our kids followed up with the Peabody rally that they did in front of the school committee on Tuesday. So we're just looking forward to meeting the kids across the league, and a lot of them went to camp this summer, so in the program this summer, so we're just excited.
All right. Coach, hold on.
We'll be there.
I'm sure you will. Hold on, Coach, when we finish this up. That is Fernando Braz, who is the cross-country coach and track coach at Peabody High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.